Medicine, Old and New. Nick Harris. Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. Modern Medicine. What do you do when you feel sick? Take medicine? Go to the doctor? When people get sick or injured, many take medicine to feel better. And sometimes people take medicine so they don't get sick. There are many different kinds of medicines and different ways to take them. Maybe people take a pill for a headache or drink something that tastes horrible to stop them from coughing. Other times, people go to a doctor and get an injection because they don't want to get the flu. Today, medicine is a big business. Before 1970, there were many small businesses that sold medicine. In 1960, Americans spent only $27 billion on medicine. Then, in the 1980s and 1990s, small medical businesses started to come together to make very large businesses. These businesses spent a lot of money on scientific research, and the cost of medicine started to go up. People were also living longer, and so could buy more medicines during their longer lifetimes. In 2007, Americans spent $286 billion on medicines. Some people say this will go up to $515 billion in 2017. In this book, we are going to look at all kinds of things that can cure us, make us healthy, or help us if we get injured. And we will also see how our body itself can make us better. Chapter 2. Old and New Medical Practices. Some very old medical practices are still used today. From several thousand years ago until the mid-19th century, most doctors did something called bleeding. They cut the patient's skin and let some blood out. They believed that the blood had unhealthy things in it, so it was better outside the body than in it. However, bleeding was often dangerous because it let too much blood out or the cut became infected. Bleeding probably killed more people than it cured. Doctors at this time also used small animals called leeches to bleed people. The leeches were put on a patient's body and they sucked the blood. It was terrible, but it was safer than using a knife. Doctors thought leeches could cure just about anything, from a headache to the flu. To cure a sore throat, they put leeches in their patients' mouths and down their throat. Leeches were used as far back as 3,000 years ago for many different medical reasons, and, surprisingly, they are still used today. Modern doctors put leeches on an area of the body where there is an infection or where they have done surgery. The leeches suck the blood that needs to be taken away from the area. They also put a chemical in the blood that helps it move around the body better. Acupuncture is another old medical practice that started in China several thousand years ago. It is still used today in many parts of the world. Acupuncturists put needles in parts of a patient's body to stop pain. Many people who play sports use acupuncture to help them with the pain from their injuries. Chapter 3. Nature is Medicine. Many things in nature can make us feel better, but some things don't do any good at all. Quack doctors are not real doctors. They make medicines from natural things, but their medicines don't work. William Bailey was a quack from the USA. His medicine, Radithor, had a very dangerous chemical called radium in it. One of his patients drank 1,400 bottles of Radithor. The radium ate away some of his face and then killed him. But many things in nature, like herbs and spices and different foods, were used long ago and did help people feel better. Many people still use these remedies today because they work. Let's look at some of them. If you have a sore throat, drink some warm water with salt. But don't swallow it. Hold the salt water at the back of your throat for a few minutes. Your throat will not hurt as much. You're studying hard for an exam and you feel a headache starting. Cut an onion into small pieces and put them on your forehead. You won't smell very nice, but the headache will usually go away. If you have a bad cold, eat some uncooked garlic. Once again, you won't smell very nice, but your cold will probably go away sooner. So the next time you are sick, Before you buy medicine, look in your kitchen for some of nature's remedies. Chapter 4. Technology in Medicine. There are times when doctors cannot cure us, but technology can. People who are paralyzed use a wheelchair to move around, and people who have lost their arms or legs use prostheses to help them walk and do other things. Wheelchairs and prostheses have been around for many years, but the technology behind machines that help people with disabilities is getting better all the time. The famous Brazilian Paralympics runner, Alan Oliveira, was born with two legs. When he was only 21 days old, doctors had to cut off both his legs below the knee because of a bad infection. He learned to walk on prosthetic legs made of wood. By age 8, he was playing sports, and by age 13, he was running in races. When Oliveira was 15, he got special legs. They look like knives. They're very light and strong, and with them, he can run really fast. He has won many races. In 2012, he won a gold medal at the London Paralympics. In 2009, Jason DeSanto became paralyzed from the neck down when he hit his head on the bottom of his backyard swimming pool. Today, DeSanto can make his wheelchair go where he wants by moving his tongue. He wears a piece of metal inside his mouth. It is connected to a machine that understands the different ways he moves his tongue. For example, when he moves his tongue to the top right-hand corner of his mouth, the wheelchair stops. He can also use a computer by moving a special mouse near his mouth. The world-famous scientist Stephen Hawking is an example of how computers can help in medicine. In the 1960s, doctors told him he had a serious disease and that he had only 2.5 years to live. Hawking didn't die, but the disease got worse and worse as he got older. Now, he cannot move any part of his body except his cheek. Today, Hawking can talk by using a computer connected to his wheelchair. The computer lights up words. Hawking moves his cheek, and the computer understands what words he wants to say and tells the machine to say the words. But what will happen when Hawking can no longer move his cheek? Well, in the near future, scientists are sure that we will have computers that can read people's brains. Maybe this sounds like science fiction, but it's not. Scientists are working to make this happen right now. They hope that the person only has to think and the machine will do what the brain wants it to do. Computers can help people who are paralyzed or cannot speak in other ways, too. Virtual reality games, such as Second Life, are games played on a computer. In these games, people can live in worlds that are not real. In these computerized worlds, diseases and injuries don't matter. People who can't speak in real life can use their voices in the game. People who are paralyzed can get around as well as anyone else. Of course, these games don't cure diseases or heal injuries, but they can help people feel better. Chapter 5. How the Body Cures Itself. Our body is a wonderful thing. It works hard all the time to make us healthy. Our bodies are made of millions of very small cells. Thousands of these are damaged every day, but they can repair or fix themselves. We don't even know this is happening because normally we can't feel any pain. But as soon as you cut your finger, your body really gets to work. First, special cells called platelets stop the blood from coming out. Then they make some hard skin called a scab. This covers the wound. The scab also stops germs from getting in. Under the scab, each cell makes a new cell. Millions of these new cells then fill the space the wound made. A few animals can make more than just new cells. They can make whole new body parts. Insects can grow new legs, and sharks grow new teeth. Can we do that? When we cut our hair, it grows back again. We cut our fingernails, and they grow back too. But we can't grow a new arm or leg. Not yet, anyway. Many doctors believe, however, that in the future we will be able to make new parts for the human body. Maybe we've already started. In 2005, a man called Lee Spivak had an accident. He cut off the top part of one of his fingers. Doctors made a special medicine from a part of an animal. Then they put this on the damaged finger. In 4 weeks, the top part of his finger grew back. You know what it's like when you get a cold, or even worse, the flu. You feel tired and hot, you sneeze, and you have a temperature. It is not a good feeling, is it? But can a cold or the flu be good for you? You get a cold or flu when something called a virus comes into your body. Viruses kill the cells in your body, including unhealthy cells. When you cough or sneeze, the things that come out of your mouth or nose are dead cells. In this way, a cold or the flu is nature's way of cleaning your body. Healthy new cells take the place of the old, damaged ones. This makes your body stronger. There is something else that makes the body stronger, something we spend a third of our lives doing. What is it? Sleeping. Sleep is an excellent medicine. It is the time when our body cells work the hardest to repair themselves. If we don't get enough sleep, our body is less strong. We get colds and the flu more often, and we could also get more serious problems, like heart disease. So, the body can cure itself. But what about the mind? What things can make us feel happy? Chapter 6. What do you think? Is laughter the best medicine? How do you feel when you see or hear something funny and you laugh a lot? You probably feel good. When you laugh, your body makes chemicals called endorphins. These are the body's natural feel-good chemicals. Endorphins make problems look smaller and make you feel better about your life. When you laugh, you feel less stress. Less stress lets you work better in your job or at school and have fewer problems at home with your family. Laughter also helps your body make other chemicals called antibodies. Antibodies kill the germs that sometimes come into your body from outside and make you sick. Some doctors believe that people who laugh a lot don't get sick as many times as people who don't laugh very much. When you laugh, the blood moves more quickly around your body. Blood carries oxygen through the body. Laughing is good for your brain and your heart because they need a lot of oxygen to work well. Laughter might not be the best medicine, but it certainly is a great medicine. And it is a lot more fun than taking a pill or getting an injection. Think about how much you laugh. Do you laugh a lot with your friends? Your family? Do you watch a lot of funny TV shows? Movies? Do you think laughing helps to make you feel better?